The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
For heating, cooling, and plumbing, I trust Atlas Butler. They always text me their location, arrival time, and even the technician's photo. And zodiac sign. Just kidding. Looks like a Pisces.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Guys will send me a dick pic as if that's the entry in here. And that's the old fuck no. That's the old fuck no.
Instant block. But I get them too.
Yes. So think about it.
I get them from single females as well.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trying to sell somebody or what?
No. Sends me a picture of their crotch going, so do you think I'm a good fit for the Yvette?
Yeah.
My answer to that is no, I'm sorry.
Let me tell a story really quick about what my single friend does with dick pics. She says, thank you for that. I will be sending it to the next guy that sends me a dick pic. So she keeps him on rotation and she just sends back the dick pic of the last guy that sent her one.
This podcast contains explicit adult content. Mature themes and candid conversations about sex, dominance, power exchange, and ethical non-monogamy. It is intended for audiences 18 and over only. Listener discretion is advised. The views expressed by our guests are theirs alone and do not necessarily reflect the views or values of the hosts, producers, or affiliated brands. The Bull Brotherhood podcast is for educational, entertainment, and empowerment purposes only. Nothing in this podcast should be interpreted as legal advice, medical guidance, or psychological counseling. We speak from experience, not credentials. Always practice consent, respect the boundaries of others, and follow local laws. If you're not comfortable with frank talk about sex, kink, dominance, or emotional power, this probably isn't the show for you. But if you're ready to step into your masculine edge and embrace a lifestyle that demands mastery, welcome to the Brotherhood.
Welcome to the Bull Brotherhood podcast, where we talk power, pleasure, and the art of dominance in ethical non-monogamy. This is not your average lifestyle podcast. This is for men who lead, men who master, and men who leave a lasting impression. If you're here, you're not just curious. You're ready to elevate. So to all the bulls, hot wives, stags, and open-minded explorers, we see you. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Claim the mind, train the body, own the soul. Connections built on trust. Let's all go from conversations to the passion that we hold. This brotherhood's for men whose stories need to be told.
Welcome to another episode of the Bull Brotherhood podcast. I'm one third of your hosting team, Siren from the Siren of Freedom podcast. We are recording live from Splash Mocha, Houston. And Brian Morgan cannot be with us, so I get the honor of introducing our guest today. We have, of course, my hubby Socrates.
Hey, everybody.
And today on our panel, we're going to be discussing how to navigate hotel takeovers. And we have Chris Minks.
Hello, everybody.
And the lovely Tina, who runs this shit.
Hey, guys.
And Dimitri, head honcho of security, hugs, and telling it like it is.
Good afternoon, everybody.
All right. So I'm going to turn it back over to Socrates and we'll get this thing going.
How's everybody doing today? So we do have an audience here. So we just want to welcome everybody that came in to see us. And we have a really, really great panel here. And so our topic today is how to navigate just any hotel takeover in the lifestyle, right? So there's a lot of things you want to consider, you know, interacting with the promotions company, for in this example, Splash Mocha, right? What their rules are, what their expectations of you are, what you can expect from them, and how to do that. And we could talk about that. And then there's people in the community. If you're a couple, if you're a bull, or if you're a single guy or a single girl, whatever it is, how do you navigate from that perspective, right? Like from a husband's perspective, who's might be a stag, how do you navigate? Or a cuck, or you're just a swinger couple, right? And then there's obviously the people you interact with. So we don't have to keep it in those categories, but that's how I kind of look at it. So I just want to start in general and say to everybody, like, what do you think the things that you need to first start thinking of when you've picked, from this point, you've picked somewhere like Splash Mocha to go to. It's a hotel takeover. You're going to spend a couple of days locked in the hotel doing your thing. What do you think, Dimitri, like, what's the first thing you should really start thinking of if you want to have a good time?
Well, what I do is I let everybody know in detail this is a hot wife convention. Hot wife convention. What separates us from everybody is that it's more centers around the single man. Of course, it says Splash Mocha, so preferably, you know, men of color, but we don't discriminate against anyone. But what the main thing I try to tell couples are to have those hard and uncomfortable conversations. You know, ask the questions that you think about or what you may feel, because I don't want you to come to those doors and you don't have a good time or having good experiences, and then you go home angry and bitter with each other. And also, well, I don't want to give out too much. No, I'll stop right there and I'll come back.
Tina, I'd love to hear from you. What do you think?
Well, in regards to Splash Mocha, what I like to tell people is on our website, we have a membership program where people can sign up, kind of like SDC, Cassidy, get a premium membership. And what that will do, that will put you in our chat groups right on our website. And then you can start chatting with guests who are already Splash Mocha minded, especially in the hot wife lifestyle. And then once you make a reservation at whatever hotel, then when that reservation's made, you're put into that specific party chat group. Right. So you can start chatting with these people, start making your connections. And then if you're brand new, especially to the Splash Mocha game, you're brand new, I tell guests, step outside of your box just a little bit and introduce yourself. Let them know you're brand new to this event. Splash Mocha guests, I can't speak for other events, but Splash Mocha guests love meeting brand new folks. And the reason being, they get to see the party all over again, brand new through your eyes, because they're sharing your experiences and they will introduce you to a whole host of different people. Next thing you know, you got a whole bunch of brand new friends that you're probably going to remain friends with once you leave this event.
Yeah, I like that. And I was thinking that myself, like, if I was to give that advice, I would say get on there and get to know the people, interact if you can.
Because you're going to make those connections before you arrive. You're going to share photos. It doesn't have to be X-rated. It can just be face photos. And then those people you've made connections with online and in the chat groups, you're going to meet them face-to-face here, and you'll already have something in common to talk about.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mom?
So we always liken the Splash Mocha party as one of the elite parties, and it's usually not a first-timer to the lifestyle event, right? The couples that come to Splash Mocha usually have had that walk through their journey into the lifestyle. They've done the swapping. Now they're moving into the hot wifing thing. It becomes that you've had those early conversations. You know your dynamic and your relationship. So then when it's like, we're going to go to Splash Mocha, the chat room, and you don't have to chat. It's very intimidating. A lot of people, I don't know what to say. My wife, hot wife Angel Minx, she is horrible at text chatting. She doesn't think and text it out very well what she's thinking. But sitting and watching the dynamic and just reading the interaction of people starts to give you that idea. The other piece to it is, as any subculture, there is a different terminology within that subculture that you can start to learn by watching these conversations and understanding the different dynamics, what your dynamic, you might even not even have defined your dynamic yet. So getting that piece of education, doing the research, if you will, before you come to the event, kind of eases that comfort level coming in. Now, I say all that to advanced couples. There was an Atlanta Mocha. To be honest, this is Angel and I's 15th Splash Mocha since 2022. My wife's addicted to this product, right? To this staff, because it is a true family. And that's what even first timers come in, they get that. But we were at this Atlanta Mocha, and a couple came in their early 60s. They had never done anything lifestyle in their life. They had never done a swap. The only people they'd had sex with was each other in 30 plus years of marriage. And their first party was a Splash Mocha party. They had been listening to podcasts. They had been doing the research. They were just both mentally on that point that this was where they wanted to jump in. And I'm like, we're looking at them going, you jumped into the deepest end of the pool you possibly could have.
Not to interrupt, there were two couples at that party on that same page.
Really?
And they've been ever since.
And it was at the end of the weekend, because they came, they listened to the podcast at the end of the weekend. They came up, were hugging us, hugging all of the staff, said this was a transformative weekend for us. They didn't play with anybody, but she got flogged in the S&M room, she was like transport. She was just emotionally overcome. And then they came to everybody afterwards. And it's like, we did something really good, right? These guys put on something really good that changed this couple's dynamic forever. So the research, that's my biggest thing coming to these, getting ready for it, doing the research ahead of time.
No Diddy, but it turns me on when a man says research. I'm sorry. I'm that much of a nerd.
I was going to say, you really are a nerd, aren't you?
I have apps just for research. I have AI just, and I've talked to it for hours. I want you to know, what can you tell me about the universe and how it connects to Adlerian psychology? And she's just like, oh my goodness, just go talk to your girlfriend. Siren, I got a few questions, but I want to hear from
you. I think, you know, if you're a couple coming together, it's important to talk about, even if you don't know what to expect, like, but hopefully you should have some expectations because, you know, of doing the research first, you know, I mean, what to expect, expectations, but listing out together, like what your do's and don'ts might be. And then just having those communication breaks throughout the day. Like, I've learned that I need like more communication breaks. Like, I need some structure to my Splash Mocha. I can't just be running all over the place. So you learn through going, like what specifically works for you and doesn't work for you, but just making sure with your partner, if you're coming with your husband or your wife, like what your guidelines are for each other, and then after action report, make sure after the event that you get together and you spend time like dissecting how it went for you and what you liked, what you didn't like, what you want to do different next time. So
I like that, and I want you to talk about your first experience here. So I'm going to share a little bit. So when I first came, when I was like, okay, I'm going to take you here. I'm going to, you know, have you experience this. I thought it was 100%. You have to be a single man and that's it. And it's just going to be a bunch of black vultures. So I'm just, that's what I might sound terrible. I don't mean to disrespect nobody, but that's what I thought. So I was like, okay, I'm ready to fight and I wanted to have a good time. So I'm cool. I can go. So when we went, and it wasn't until we had the men's meeting, I was like, oh my goodness, this is phenomenal. Because they're holding people accountable before it really even gets going. You know what I mean? And so with you, that was it for me. And then later on, I found out, oh, I can have some fun here too. But for you, I want you to talk about your nerves all the way up to it and kind of like how we first got, you know, how I had to kind of like sit you down. Like, I love that story.
Are you going to tell it or am I?
No, that's just a bit.
Well, the first mistake we made was coming in on Thursday instead of Wednesday, because that's not giving me any time to like acclimate to the environment. And especially from where we live, where there isn't much diversity. I felt a lot like that time in Vegas when I walked into Club Rehab and there was just like all these black guys. And I was like, I have died and gone to heaven. And I was with my friend and I grabbed her arm and I was like, how does this work? Do I choose them? Do they choose me? And I felt a lot like that same feeling, but knowing that I was going to get to choose more than one. So I had talked to probably like 30 guys ahead of time. I didn't play with a single one of them. And that's often how it can work, but it still is good to chat.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Because it still gives you some comfortability with people in general. But when I walked in Thursday afternoon and like kind of there was already, you guys know, there's like already so many people here on Wednesday, then to walk in on Thursday, my jaw was just on the floor. And then I was just frozen. And he's like, go talk to people. Like, you've been talking to these guys. I said, I can't. And I went and sat, it was Houston, and I went and sat in the corner, you know, up there in that kind of that little library area. And I just sat in the corner. And he's like, go talk to people. This is why we're here. I just can't. And he went and got me a drink. And then I had a drink. And then I still was like, he's like, what do you need? Because we paid a lot of money to be here. And I said, I think I need you to just take me upstairs. I need you to fuck me real good and get me like all evened out. And then I can come down and be like, oh, okay, hi. You know, and I didn't have the name Siren yet at that time. So, and then that first one is where I got my name. So, yeah. But it was very overwhelming. And now we just come in early and that helps a lot. But when you're new and you aren't used to that much, you know, beautiful black men in one place at one time, it's like the same feeling of overwhelm.
What she didn't say is the jaw was completely dropped at all times. Well, I'm saying through the whole thing.
Well, you have to get that those big black dicks in. After that, you just have to have your jaw open for other reasons.
Chris, like, we're both couples, right? We come here as a couple. So I love the way you, like, your perspectives on things. So, like, tell people, like, what do you think the husband and the couple, and if it'd be general, you'd be a cuckold mm-hmm. couple, stag mix or whatever.
Yep.
What's their perspective? What should they go into as a mindset?
Well, the first of all, my wife and I are stag vixen couple primarily. And coming into this, it was like, look, this is your vacation. This is about you, right? I'm going to be invisible. Nobody's going to give me the time of day. I don't, you know, I'm there, the support husband. I'm carrying the bags. I'm making sure you look good. I do all that kind of stuff, right? Not the case. That is absolutely 100% not the case. The husbands have as much a role in this party as any of them. And understanding that from our first one to where we are now is a big piece of it. Any couple, no matter what your dynamic is, you have that set, but it's always fluid. And like, maybe I want to push this a little bit. Maybe I want to try this a little bit. These are the types of environments they set that up to have that opportunity to explore if you want. All right. Then it's that just be that not afraid to converse. Jaw dropping, how do I even speak to one of these? How do I get it going? That's the beauty of this one with all the coaching that they do. Maybe you can't, but they've already taught the guys all these techniques for just making an open approach, a non-threatening approach, all those things. All of a sudden, here's my cute little hot wife, and I'm thinking, go catch you whatever you want, right? Every guy's coming up to me. Hey, how you doing? What's your name? What's your deal? How's your, you know, making me a part of this thing? And I'm like, look, I know you're not here for me, but I should respect this fact that you're talking to me, that you're involving me. And then it's like, hey, she's giving me the thumbs up or her wink, wink, our little signals, right? Got the baseball game going on, you know, and we're like, okay. And then he's like, come on, dude, you're coming too, right? So you're involved in it. Or if your dynamic is not, let them go play solo. We've done every variation we can kind of think of on this one. Pre-game, pre-planning. What do you want? How are you going to do it? Who do you want? That kind of stuff. So it's like in life, everything in life, you get out of it what you prepare for it and then adapt to the variables when they come. That's the best part is here's my plan. And at the end of the weekend, we ended up all the way over here and no idea how we got there, but loved every minute of it. And then I'm calling Tina. I'm like, book me for the next one.
We're late on a permanent payment plan.
Right. After the first three, I looked at Wayne. I said, I am not giving you every bit of my vacation dollars and my annual leave every year. I got to do something else with him.
And yet here you are.
It didn't work out.
We had a wait list for this Houston one because I delayed and it sold out while we were in Europe. And I come back and like get on the meals. It's gone. It's sold out. I'm like, oh, my God. Tina?
Yeah.
He put me on the guest list.
Literally, he called me seconds after the last room was sold out.
Because somebody made a comment in one of his groups, man, gone. And everybody whoosh, sold it out.
That's the, I can't think about, hey, I want to go to next year's party and I need to prepay and plan for it now. I don't know what I'm going to do in 6 months, but I need to book my 12-month ahead, you know, New Year's Eve party or the April, you know, Atlanta hotel party, which new hotel, be told, phenomenal. Try Atlanta.
Did you book it?
Oh, yeah.
I booked before I came here because I know that if I don't book the next one before we go to the current one, then this will have it sold out. And I don't want Socrates to be crying.
That's unlike most of the lifestyle parties that you will see, other takeover hotel stuff. Nothing sells out and books as fast as this event. So it's one of those you have to really pre-plan. And most of us aren't thinking that far ahead in our relationship. Like, as a husband, I'm like, oh, I really want to see her do this with two of these really hunky mess. I don't think that far out. So then it's like, oh, all right, I got to go. What am I going to do next July? Okay, I'm going to go to Florida now.
Why don't you just plan your year around it?
We're there. I'm there now.
You're making it too complicated. Another thing I wanted to touch on, too, is like you kind of discover through going to the different mochas, like what you need and I'm more of an extroverted introvert where I need that time in between to recharge from people. This one more than others because we went on another trip right before this. So if my energy is low, it's because I'm just worn out from like 10 straight days of traveling. But the last mocha, I decided that I wanted to make sure I was going to be who I wanted to be with, where I wanted to be, doing what I wanted to do at all times, and just make sure that I was like taking care of myself in the experience. So it's like he's off doing his thing. I can be off doing my thing. I don't have to be down at the party all the time. I just came from a nap. So did Chris. So it's like you can be up taking a nap. You can let your, you know, spouse, you know, run wild if that's your dynamic. But just being okay with changing what you do each time. Like we always have a check-in before and after. And like, okay, how are we going to try to move through this one? And then, you know, just making sure that you're being true to yourself and like what you need for all of your physical, mental, and, you know, emotional health during the event too.
And part of that is understanding your dynamic of how you guys like to play. Is it individual? Do you like to be there? Do you have to be there? Do you play in the room? Do you play in the playrooms downstairs or in public? Do you like to expose yourself and be watched? Or do you like to be private? So then if you understand that part of you, then you're prepped for it. We like to do fun lights and decorate our inside of our room so it doesn't just look like a standard hotel room. We stay in a lot of hotel rooms on our travel all year long. So for mocha events, I have an entire suitcase full of lights, laser lights, music, speakers, and we set a real ambiance. My wife likes to go back and play in our room, not so much down in front of everybody and stuff like that. So understanding that dynamic, we come prepared to have that be our intimate space and that be our play space. So like you said, what is your needs? And then what are the check-ins, check-outs, and how do you play it? We're advanced. I like the minks to go run amok. Go find what you want. Surprise me. I like to walk back into the room after. I'm a side quester, if you're familiar with that, right? I always got to go. I can't sit still. So it's like, where's Chris? Literally have a shirt that says, I'm Chris, because they lose me all the time. I side quest. But I like side questing, and I come back to the room, pop it open, and all of a sudden, there she is, bent over the bed, getting roiled. And I'm like, ah. Super Bowl hit right there, right? Touchdown. So that's where we are in our dynamic. And you guys provide that.
We love it. I mean, we're addicted. It's a problem, but we love it.
Then let me have how many problems for your bank account. So just make more money.
Yeah, I know. I made more money than Starbucks. So this place is about Black men that, you know, love this lifestyle. So D, like, you talk to every single one that comes here, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So talk to us about what it takes to be here and to navigate this as a single man that you've seen that really works.
What it takes?
Yeah. Just like basic things that they need to, that stand out to you because you're in the best position to talk about it.
That's a good one. I feel like I'm beating you all over again.
That's a good question.
He needs to renew his membership. You should either like, you know, you've been to
well, this what I will tell you is that I don't do the questions, the standard BS. I have a genuine conversation, and I want the guy or that potential to be completely honest and comfortable with me. So as I carry the conversation going, I kind of questions in there to make sure I would catch him in the lie. Because I always tell them their word is everything to me, no matter whatever you have.
But I will tell you the biggest flag for me, and Tenny could contest to this, guys would send me a dick pic as if that's the entry in here. And that's the old fuck no. DFS, that's the old fuck no.
Instant block.
But I get them too.
Yes. So think about it.
I get them from single females as well.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Trying to sell somebody or what?
No. Asking me, sends me a picture of their crotch going, so do you think I'm a good fit for the Yvette?
Yeah.
My answer to that is no, I'm sorry.
Let me tell a story really quick about what my single friend does with dick pics. She says, thank you for that. I will be sending it to the next guy that sends me a dick pic. So she keeps them on rotation, and she just sends back the dick pic of the last guy that sent her one. So there's an idea for your portfolio.
As the guy who gets all the dick pics for my wife, I love that. Doing that one. It's getting...
Well, I don't want them. That's the whole thing about there. I don't want them. But no, I try to have just a genuine conversation and build confidence, build character, or to try to build some type of friendship with that person. Because truly, really deep down, I try to give everybody an opportunity. But I wanted to be as honest as possible. And I just start asking your experience, your dynamic. Where are you trying to go with this? How have you ever heard from us? You know, again, like I said, the flags is like the top thing I get. The dick pics. Or I get a guy go, oh, I'm 25. Well, how long have you been with the lifestyle? 10 years. So you start with, it's you? You know, no, I get this. This is the type of shit we get. Or I would get people say, oh, Dimitri, my boy, just talking to him. You know, I get all that. We get all of that, you know. Or the miscues that they don't think we communicate. Tina, we talk and share everything. We even put the text in group together. So there is no way you can pretty much bullshit us. So I try to put those baits and traps out there. They see where they fall from. But when they come in humble, and first and foremost, if they're very humble and honest, 9 to 10, I go, okay, he could be groomed. He's potential. And I would give him an invite, and I'm a butt before he get that invite. Well, after he get it, I keep a genuine conversation going with him because I want to check in with him, let him know what to expect, let him know our standards on hygiene, education, experience, the etiquette, and our rules and regulations that we have posted all over the hotel. I don't want to give out too much because I don't want to put my vetting process out there. But overall, I just have a genuine conversation with these guys and try to set traps for them, if that answers for you. But I don't want to put too much out.
No, no. I get that. I guess I'm more asking, like, if you were to look at, you know, Mr. Mocha's word is a cross-section of Black individuals, bulls, and whatever, even if they're married, and you see the guys that come often that have, you know, great success. They have a good time. People like them. Their name is good. What are some of the basic things, fundamental characteristics of these cats that you see?
Well, they have character. They have confidence, you know, and they're comfortable in their own lane. They understand they don't have to be 6'3 with a 10-inch dick, you know, and we talk to them about that to ensure them. When you think you're the biggest dick in the pond, there's a bigger dick in the lake, like, or a bigger dick in the ocean. Keep it, you know, just genuine. You'll be okay. Understand you're not going to be everybody's preference. You know, I tell them all the time, this is a convention, not a party. So just because you're going to get your money, you're going to pay, don't mean you're guaranteed to play. You got to have those conversations. There's a term I use all the time, please listen to the couple. When your dick get hard, you go dumb. And then you have those problems. So I don't want to focus
Hold on, D. Say that back for the people loud in the back. Can you say that one more time?
When their dicks get hard, sometimes they go dumb.
Sometimes.
It's all of us. That includes me.
That is me. You got to have a conversation.
Right.
It's all about the conversation. But I don't ever focus on the physical because that would hurt most men. You know, the ego, the pride, it kills them, especially as a single man. You know, I don't want to try to add race into it, but being single and Black is like having two strikes against you. But I try to let them know that those are plus when you come to Splash Mocha.
So let me piggyback off that.
Yes.
At Splash Mocha, we do not judge a person by what's in their pants, the color of their skin, or what they look like. We judge folks at Splash Mocha by their character. And solely that character.
And I love that because that, at the end of the day, like you said, that's all that matters. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
That's all you got at the end of the day.
Your word and character.
And the best thing about this community is that these people that they vet and find those basic characters, when they come to the event, they might be brand new, first time ever. They learn. There's mentorship from the older gentlemen. They give back so that it's a constant feeding and growth of new coming in. And then Angel and I have been lifestyle for 20 years. We met. She was a single female on a swinger site, right? So I caught the unicorn, and we have walked this journey through every aspect of the situation as it's developed for us, this road. People come here, same thing. They are doing that same adventure going along. Now, as the older gentleman, and I look across the crowd and I meet these guys, I want to teach these young guys and give them that feedback. Hey, good job. Here's what you did well that got my wife in your pants, right? So that they can take that and understand. And I see those guys that are on the wall and they're like nervous and everything. And I go over and I go, how's your mocha, right? Get them to talk, explain. And they're like, oh man, your wife, whoa, whatever. It's like, yeah, go talk to her. Well, I don't know how to, or I don't know what to say. Give them a little prompt. Now that little kernel sits in his head and grows. He gets a little more confidence, a little more, but it all starts with the base of vetting that this event does. And then the community feeds itself. We only grow stronger as we give back to our community. If we all went around just like eyes in, just me, get mine. It dies. This has flourished in a way that is unlike anything else. And it's because of that mentorship that the men give the men, the women give the women. Ladies, if you want a dick comment, if you're interested in a certain thing, go see Angel. She'll tell you, oh, you like hard, fast, big, go check those guys over there, right? If you like a little more sensual, smaller, you know, those guys over there are good, right? She can give you all of that type of information, and then it shares amongst the girls, and they help each other out. So it's give and take all the way through.
So the beauty part about this event is, like Dimitri said, we take these new guys, we give them a chance. And with what we consider the Splash Mocha culture, they are going to carry what they learn here outside of Splash Mocha. They're going to take it to other events. And I can't tell you how many couples have called me and said they've gone to a mansion party or a small house party or another partial hotel takeover party, and they can choose and pick out all the Splash Mocha guys who are in attendance because they don't act like frat boys running around like they're a kid in a candy store. And because of what they've learned here, they're applying it outside of this event, and it's making them be standout people. And they're getting the attention, and the little frat boys that are running around are being left out in the cold.
Well, it's glad to good to see that, because it also let the couples know they can let their guard down, especially the husband. You know, they'll come in and have to be overly protective or assume to be. But when you come in and he see the character and see how comfortable everybody are, he pretty much is like level out. So like even to Chris, he's like a 1% of the couples here, because he actually push guys. Hey, yes, Angel Meeks, go. But, you know, most couples, when they come in, they don't do that. And it's not a bad thing. It's, you know, that's his wife, that's his queen. He's supposed to make sure she's okay. So, but meeting the guys here, it kind of gives them a sense of comfort. Like, okay, that's stable. We can curve it and just go from there.
I love that. And so you mentioned it's a convention, right?
Yeah.
So, Tina, can you talk about, like, one of the things I think is great is all the courses we have here that you can to take advantage of. And like I said, when I first went to the men's group, it was the fact that at the end, what sealed me is about 3 or 4 guys got up and got on people, right? And I'll get in that later, but that was that course, and I would go to other courses. So talk about some of the courses you have and why you guys decided to do that. Because a lot of them don't do that.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a 3-day event, and all the Florida events have pool parties. So not everybody wants to go to the pool party. Not everybody wants to sit outside and be at the pool. So you've got people captured in a hotel. Yeah, they're here to play and have some private fun, but they're not always doing that either. So we started figuring out, let's do some seminars. Now, Wayne and Missy, who are the owners of Splash Mocha, they own Splash Takeovers first, and Splash Mocha was the spinoff of that. Splash Takeovers is the couple's only event, which is now owned by somebody else, and Splash Mocha is its own standalone entity. They had seminars for the couples, so that's another reason why they carried that footprint from Splash Takeovers, footprint, blueprint, whatever you want to call it, and carried that into Splash Mocha. So we offer seminars, and there's no extra charge for them. It's all included in your room package. The only thing that's not is food and drink. And so they brought that with them from Splash Takeovers when they owned it. And we have seminars, and all the people that do the seminars are volunteers. Dimitri does one. Michael C. with the Keys and Inklets podcast. I'm sorry, I didn't. Should have asked before mentioning.
No, yeah, please do.
And also,
that's my boy.
You know, and Michael C. also does a seminar for us. We have a lady who will do a blowjob seminar when she's in attendance. And she has, before her husband passed away, she consulted his urologist on her seminars. And he helped her create her seminar. So it's a medical, actually a scientific. She's got it. It's a two-parter. One day is about the science of it all, and then the second day is a hands-on demonstration. But not everybody wants to be at the pool parties. Not everybody wants to be playing all the time. And when you've got everybody, we want people to stay here. We don't want them to go outside of the hotel looking for something to do during the day. So that's why we have the seminars, is to help keep them in-house and have things to do during the day. And especially if we do have a pool party and it starts raining and storming. I mean, in Florida, wait 20 minutes. The weather's going to change. And, you know, they have that to fall back on and go hang out and go learn something for an hour.
In one of my first Mochas, they had a seminar on lifestyle, swinging, and the Bible. And it was taught by a former minister. She was retired minister. It was the most incredible class I've ever been to.
She's the same one that does the blowjob.
She does the blowjob seminar as well, too, which Angel said was the most incredible seminar she'd ever attended, because she learned so much and then she got to put it into effect. But this seminar on the Bible and how, you know, a lot of us have that conflict with our religious beliefs and all that kind of stuff. She broke this down. It was great. We started out with a prayer. We all gathered together for the seminar. She's like, join hands. Let's pray. I'm like, I'm at a swinger event and we're kicking it off like this. And then her explanation and passages that she showed, this has been going on since the dawn of time. We are not weird. And that's probably the second thing about this, understanding husbands, as you come in there with your hot wife, you have already crossed that threshold to promoting her into a lifestyle that is, she's been raised not to be a part of, right? This is unacceptable as a lady from the day you're born. You've crossed over that threshold and you have the supportive husband who's doing this together with you. Now having that next level piece of unity and adjustment, I completely lost where I was going with that point. Anyway, the seminars are phenomenal because I get bored easily. I'm moving around my side quest. So the seminars was a unique thing and I love them, and they have been very, very valuable. Everyone that I've ever attended.
Yeah.
They're really good.
I love them. Because I was at a seminar, we got the name Siren. I just wanted to talk about like our evolution. I had to put that word in there from Mr. Brian Morgan. When I came, I was nervous as fuck. And sitting down, being able to talk to Mr. Mocha, talk to Dee, talk to Tina. I've even listened to Chris and Angel Mings before I even met these people. And listening to how they navigate it, this stuff really helps. Because I, you know, as a married man, my first concern was my wife's safety and her being treated with respect and men approaching properly. And then when I found it, what really happened is I was sitting down and she's like, okay, I scheduled you a 1 o'clock and a 3 o'clock. I said, wait, what? I thought I was just going to sit around and watch you get fucked. So, okay. Yeah. And after that, I started getting into how do I navigate myself? Because one, for the ladies, I have ADHD as fuck. So when I'm talking to you, it might look or feel like I'm not interested, or I'm looking for another opportunity or another hot girl. That's just me with everything. So like my wife runs my calendar. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. I just know whatever's on the calendar. because I might tell her I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But I had a lot of people like Mr. Mocha, like D, tell me certain things to be like, hey, man, calm down. Here's what you need to focus on. Or don't worry about this, worry about that, you know, and that helps. So when you coming in, if you're a couple or a single guy, or for us, I do think there's no such thing as better or worse. But being a stag vixen and I are in a racial relationship and we're both, you know, trying to get it in, that introduces a lot of challenges for us. And if it wasn't for our the people that I call on a daily basis sometimes, I check on D at least once a week. If not, we talk two or three times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he knows I'm the guy. Everybody knows Socrates, the guy with some questions. So I'm in his ear. I mean, what are you thinking about this? Well, you know, and they'll get on me. Like, yeah, that was, I understand the question, but you sound like a bitch. Or.
Well, though, honestly, when I see his phone, the number pop up, I go, I better get some coffee. Dude, this is going to be a conversation. So now what I.
Really? That's what I do to you. And you, I see you put my caller IDs.
Coffee. I better get some coffee.
Because he likes to call me at 6:30 and 7 o'clock in the morning.
I'm retired, so what's the best way to fuck with your friends, right? Wake them up. But yes, no, our conversations are pretty much different. Like, though, with Chris, Socrates, we don't hold back. You know, it's very, very vulgar. It's very, very, you would think, disrespectful. But it's just that crystal clear to where there's, we leave no room for miscommunication. Of course, with the ladies, we kind of keep it PG, keep the volume and everything down. But we still try to get our point across or truth across. And then you take from what you want to take from it. And these guys do it to me. So it's not like I am a guru, though. We do it to each other. And I think that's the best way how we keep each other humble.
Yeah.
So
you hold each other accountable. And if you come here and you're nervous or you're afraid, don't sit in the corner. As a guy, these women are here for you. Well, come up to some of these gentlemen with that have a Splash Mocha staff jacket on or a t-shirt and say, hey, man, what do you think about this? They're the best ones to give you, like, the advice that you need to navigate well, you know, in my opinion. Because it's like they're seeing the, like, explosion of a failure and they're seeing the explosion of, oh, this dude's up in, you know, in the room where he wanted to be. He didn't think he was going to be, or, you know what I mean? So it's like, for me, it's like, I'm sorry. I know everybody can't be like me because I'm going to ask you questions until I get on your nerves. Like, I'm going to ask you, when I first got into lifestyle, women were like, I wanted to give him some pussy, but he asked the questions way out of it.
I heard people talking out, he'd talk your way out of the crack.
Talk the way out of it. And I'll ask my way out of it. So what do you think about this? What turns you on? What do you think? And when you're going to, and then if I do this to you, what do you think about?
Yeah, sometimes it's just a touch and feel experience and not a question and answer experience.
Yeah, yeah. And that I had, what really, really helped me and kind of turned it around is Mr. Mocha said, Socrates, you know how you talk, Socrates. He was like, it's an art, not a science. And I said, damn, you're right.
Exactly, yeah.
So sometimes you just have to pretend like you're a blind man and read the book by Braille.
Exactly. I like that. That's a really good, I love that.
If you're starting out and you have that nervousness, a lot of what draws the people into the lifestyle is people watching, right? We travel around. We like to look at the dynamics. You sit in the airport, you watch people go by. Come to this party, and if you're nervous, start out, sit, observe, watch the couples and see who works what and how they work it. Find somebody that you like and then emulate what they're doing. See how they move. See who they go talk to. How do they do it? How do they dress? Costume ideas, all that kind of stuff. You can learn through observation and gain your own self-confidence through that observation. And then you just go try. Like every little step everybody takes in this journey, it's like, ooh, that was fun. I'm chasing the next high. Let's do this next time and see if it works. If you like it, you do. If you don't, that we did it and we go on, move on. So, but observation, a big one here.
I love that. I love that. So we do here, we are here, Smoker, and we do have audience. So we'd love to get people's opinion, questions, statements. If you've been on before 1,000 times, you never have. I'd love to hear anybody want to say anything or comment.
No?
Okay.
So much to talk about, you guys.
Oh, well, I'm going to give you the mic. So you just hold it.
So this is Jasmine here. Let me just say, first and foremost, thank you for putting on this event. When he first brought it to me, I was like, we're going where? We're going to do what? Are you crazy? But once I got in, I did exactly what you guys said. Just sit back, watch, check it out. And my first time, I was super, super scared. I didn't know what to expect. And when I got here, I felt like I walked into a family reunion and I didn't know anybody.
Most incestuous family reunion you're out there.
Well, it's right. The family's right.
Very. But I felt so comfortable. And then being able to speak with the guys and how everybody, that's my biggest thing, protection. Am I going to be safe? And I know when I walk in through these doors for this event, I'm fine. And now to the point, this is our fifth, right? Fifth one, been to Atlanta once, all the others Houston. I feel so comfortable and just can let go. And I couldn't do that at first. So I can say this is one of my best ones yet. So we did sign up for Atlanta.
You're smart.
I know. Before we came here. But I before we came here for this one, I was thinking, okay, what am I going to do? What haven't I done? Who haven't I done?
That list never runs out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I had already grown in my own mindset of exploring and doing more and saying, hey, I like this guy. Let's see if we can schedule something or, you know, go and talk or what have you. But this is an amazing event for those in the lifestyle. Even if you're brand spanking new, just try it out and talk to people who, like you said, talk to people who have already been here. We'll tell you and be brutally honest. But I have to say, this is amazing. So thank you.
Well, thank you for that.
No, thank you.
When you get to that hot wifing point in your relationship and you want to see the single stuff happen, right? The husbands, it's like an 80-20. Most of the time, the husbands are out there doing the screening, making all the communications, sussing out that person and stuff. But there's so much effort, work that goes into that to have it maybe fail. You finally meet, you get it, and it just doesn't fire off. It's like, oh my God, I put all that time and waste into this and is frustrated. She wasn't happy. It was a bad experience, all that kind of stuff. Mocha parties, it's like fishing in a stock pond, right? So it's easier for the husbands when you bring your wife to this. It's like they've done all that upfront work for you. So now you can focus on the two of you and what you're going to get out of the experience, what she's going to get out of the experience. As your hot wife, you can feed that to her, and then you're like, ooh, I like watching this, or I like seeing this and doing all that. It's all here without all the effort, right? So that's some of the investment that you get, the bang for your buck when you come with these guys too. So
go ahead, brother. Introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Billy with Billy's Naughty Girl. She's right over there, Naughty Girl. So yeah, I just like to say that, man, there's been so much brought up here that's like, oh yeah, I got that. But as husbands, you really have to not be concerned about what's going on. Definitely the communication before and after. Most definitely. I had so many words. Now they're gone.
What do you mean by not be concerned? Can you tell us a little bit more about what you mean by
concerned? Just understand that, you know, these guys right here, they've done the vetting. They've done the talking. Yeah, and all the guys that are here are really good. Really good. Man, there's so many guys that are so good. We've actually made some really good friends here. Even so well that we went to our 10th anniversary last August. This is the only reason we didn't go to Lauderdale. We went to Vegas, and one of the guys we met here flew up from Miami to spend a weekend in Vegas with us. And it was a real good time.
Yeah.
Real good time. So you're going to meet real good people here. Real people for sure.
Yes.
And yeah, we just really appreciate that.
And it makes your playtime so much better. Like, just, I have a little joke with the guys, like, I have to fuck you three times to figure out if I'm going to be your friend or not.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to talk to you for a month and then meet you and be like, so I usually am a few words until after we've played at least once. Mm-hmm. And then, but by the time, if I've played with you three times, like, we're pretty good friends. And then we talk about all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, like, oh yeah, like, what about this is going on? And, you know, like, it's not very romantic sounding or sensual sounding, but we're just talking about real life and we have little inside jokes. And so you'll become friends with people. And
definitely will.
Yeah, it just makes the play a lot more fun, and there's a lot more laughter and less nerves and less, like, seriousness.
Yep.
So that's the kind of play I like.
It's sport fucking at the end of the day, right? It's all about fun.
It is, but when you come here, the friendships you make while you're here is going to translate outside of Splash Mocha. You will meet people that you will continue to talk with outside of the event, and so many times I talk to all of our guests. And by the way, Splash Mocha considers the guys and the couples guests. Everybody's a guest. They will have long-term friendships for years to come outside of the lifestyle. And, you know, I tell a story that my husband and I were getting ready to sell our house. And we had to strip the roof off, put a new roof on to be able to sell it. And smartass, I put on Facebook, hey, we're tearing off our roof. Anybody want to volunteer to come help? Looking for a good workout. And I was just joking. Do you know who showed up? Lifestyle friends. Do you know who didn't show up? Vanilla friends. They were like, oh, we didn't know you were tearing off the roof. I'm like, bitch, you drive by my house 3 times that day to get to your own damn house. You knew what we were doing. Where were you?
At least drop off a pizza for those boys.
But it was lifestyle friends that came out. And my husband and I have been in a lifestyle just over 20 years now. And we've made such long-term friends that I've got friends we met in a lifestyle that would drive to Hawaii on 4 flat tires to help us out if it came down to it. And that is irreplaceable.
These weekends have become more about the relationships with the people that come here than it is about the physicality, right? That's the pure enjoyment of this, is walking in. We've been to one this year. This is our second one at the end of the year. And we walk in like we haven't missed a mocha yet. People hugging us, kissing us. How you been? What's going on? Saw on the Facebook that Angel was in the hospital. What happened? I mean, just it was. I don't have these conversations with my brothers, literal blood brothers. My family has no clue. I talk to these guys about everything. No holds.
You know, it's funny that about 3 years ago, we was doing a podcast with Michael C. and the guys, and we was talking about a friendship. And I was in thought, I said, you know, my dick comes with friendship. And now you can find that t-shirt on keysnaked.com. He turned my fucking pole to a fucking t-shirt.
I'm going to have him make me the shirt that says, I got to fuck you 3 times to be your friend.
Yep.
I was like, oh my God.
We had another little joke. We went to a cabin with a cuckold couple that we met here. And we were having a really good time. And I came down one morning and she's like, I hope you don't mind. Your hair tie was laying on the table and I just borrowed it. And she was like, had this concerned look on her face. And I said, oh, bitch, you can fuck my husband, but you cannot use my hair tie. So that's become a little joke, too, of like, you know, it's pretty funny.
Okay, well, we got to be cognizant of the time, guys. So does anybody want to say anything to kind of close it out or add something that hasn't been discussed? This has just been, it's been so dope. Yeah, come on.
Come on, little.
I would like to say the one thing about this again, and coming into this lifestyle, you find your own competence or you don't see it in your outside world. And I think that's an important factor that brings everybody here, because you discover more about yourself and it's so awesome. And I want to say thank you.
You're welcome. We're glad you're here.
Yeah. Did you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I am Billy's naughty girl. Naughty, mainly.
Is she a possum?
Okay.
Yeah. I'll speak on her.
No.
Okay.
And it is emotional. I remember my first podcast session that I walked in and they were talking about body positivity and I was in the back of the room just sobbing because it was the first place where I was like, there's literally something for everyone here, every single body type, especially for us as women that, you know, struggle with that, because I just never felt like my body type was accepted before I came into the, you know, interracial community. I was just like, I just thought I was fat. And then to have it like worshipped here is like very amazing and incredible. And like every fat roll, every stretch mark, and they're like, oh, and now girls that are bigger than me or whatever, I say, girl, your whole body feel like a titty. It's amazing. Like, don't look down on yourself at all. Like, it will be worshipped here.
Hello, everyone. My name's Alex. Coming to Splash has been an amazing and eye-opening experience. I was in a lifestyle off and on for about 6 years before I started coming to Splash. And even then, I've learned so much. From a single male's perspective, one of the things that really helped me get comfortable at this environment and still working through it is when Dimitri had said, like, it's a brotherhood, and truly embrace the brotherhood. And that not only did it have an effect here, it also took that outside. And going to different parties, different events, it adds another layer of connection that's just so amazing. And the level of self-awareness that you learn here, you learn what play dynamics you're comfortable with. Do you like to go play in the playrooms? Do you like to just go to the room parties? Do you like to do one-on-one? And I think my advice as single guys is keep an open ear, listen to the mentors. They're here to help you in this connection. And also with that, just slow down, take time to connect. I always love the connection. Yeah, we do come here for play, but I honestly, my best experiences have really been the ones where I've been able to truly connect with people and get to know them.
I love it. I love it. Well, we can go on all night, but I just want to thank everybody. Unless you guys have anything else to say, we really appreciate you guys.
I do have one thing. I would like to thank everybody who has been supporting Splash Mocha from day one. You guys are what keeps us going and it keeps those wheels turning and makes my job so pleasurable is seeing everybody's happy faces.
Thank you. Yeah.
You can follow me at ChrisMinks23 on Twitter and ChrisMinks23 on Instagram. If you have other questions, DM me. I love to talk about the lifestyle.
You guys can also hit us up, thebullbrotherhood@gmail.com. Send us an email. If you want to ask anybody about who you've heard today, communicate. We can go through us. We'll talk to them. But thank you guys for showing up, and we'll talk to you later.
And then for ladies, I do have a ladies chat on Telegram, but you can reach out to me, Siren1982 on Telegram or the sirenoffreedom@gmail.com. And then, you know, just get more in depth for the ladies. Have a good night, everyone.
And I don't have any Brian Morgan things. Y'all, I'll wake up to you tomorrow.
He says all these sweet nothings, but anyways, miss you, Brian.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the podcast. Deep connections built on trust. Let's all go from conversations to the passion that we hold. This brotherhood's for men whose stories need to be told. This brotherhood's for men whose stories need to be told. Say it loud. This is who we are, bold, confident, and seductive. Dominant and classy, we stand tall, never fall. Bull brotherhood, luxury and tall.